Hi, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Haiji Kim, and today I'm going to talk about effects of reduced phosphorus on plant growth and flowering of lantana. And what do you know about phosphorus? Phosphorus is an essential nutrient for plant growth. And the general belief about phosphorus is it stimulates flowering and root growth. And because of this concept, our growers apply lots of phosphorus to produce their crops. And triple superphosphate, incorporation of triple superphosphate is very common practice for our greenhouse growers. And if you can go to the Home Depot and Garden Center, you can easily find this type of a fertilizer that contains high amount of phosphorus, and it's sold as Bloom Booster. And the problem is that the increased application rate of phosphorus can be released into the environment, and this has been the biggest issue these days. Especially for greenhouse and nursery growers, we tend to apply high amount of water, and also we use acid-basic substrate, and this kind of condition can actually exacerbate the phosphorus release issue to the environment. In addition to that, phosphorus is derived from rock phosphate, and rock phosphate reserve can be depleted within 50 to 100 years. So we need to take an action to determine what is the optimum rate of phosphorus to finish a crop. And what is the current phosphorus application practices? And unfortunately, phosphorus application rate is largely depending on nitrogen fertilizer recommendation. So if a specific crop requires 200 parts per million of nitrogen rate, then whatever in a bag of a fertilizer, our growers just apply to grow their plants. And there is no clear guideline for the phosphorus rate for the application to produce greenhouse and nursery crops. And there are old publications out there, but it was published in several decades ago, and it doesn't indicate the specific requirement of the crops for crop production. So currently, because of the environment concern, the use of fertilizers with low phosphorus content is being recommended. For example, instead of triple 20, 10, 20, or things like that. So the objectives are to determine the optimal level of phosphorus to produce a high quality product and considerably reduces environment impact. And also, we need to reevaluate the effect of phosphorus on plant growth so that we can help establish the best phosphorus management practices. So materials and method, we use rooted cuttings of Lantana Camara New Gold, and plants were fertigated with 50% Hoagland nutrient solution, and phosphorus applied with a different range of phosphorus from 1 parts per million to 30 parts per million. And if you consider the general phosphorus concentration applied by our growers, which is over 100 parts per million or 200 parts per million or even more, the concentration that we applied for this experiment is very low. So we measured vegetative growth, reproductive growth, and also we quantified root characteristics. And at the end of the experiment, we measured dry weight from different tissues, and phosphorus contents was analyzed. So the picture shows that the plant growth at 3 weeks after transplanting and 8 weeks after transplanting are grown with various range of phosphorus, 1 parts per million to 30 parts per million. And as you can see, higher phosphorus level increases the growth, vegetative growth and reproductive growth. So it seems like the general belief seems to be correct. And then, but we have to concentrate on the reduced phosphorus. So ranging from 5 parts per million to 10 parts per million to see what is the beneficial effect of this reduced phosphorus on the production of the crop. So plant height, number of leaves, and number of branches, as you saw from the previous picture, higher phosphorus enhances vegetative growth, and leaf area and dry matter all enhanced by higher phosphorus. And when we look at the root, root length, root volume, root surface area, all enhanced by higher phosphorus. However, when we look at the root diameter, at 8 weeks after transplanting, with the reduced amount of phosphorus, plants produce thicker root area, which means that it has a higher specific root length that has more roots in per given area so that it can uptake phosphorus more easily compared to others. And also, root-to-shoot ratio is more important parameter when we are thinking about stress resistance of this kind of crop to environmental stress. And higher root rate compared to shoot can higher root shoot ratio, plants can easily adapt it to the multiple environmental stress because the roots can perform better under drought stress or nutrient stress or transplanting stress as well. So with the reduced phosphorus level, plants has a higher root-to-shoot ratio. And also we did allometry analysis. So allometry coefficient indicates the carbon allocation between two different types of tissues. In this case, the root dry weight and shoot dry weight were plotted out in a log scale. So as you can see, with the low reduced phosphorus, allometric coefficient was higher, which means that plants grown with low phosphorus allocate more carbon to the root biomass compared to shoot. So that plants can, this means that plants can more easily adapt it to the environmental stress, like drought stress. And the number of flowers were higher with higher application rate of phosphorus. However, the number of flowers per unit area did not change at all. Also, number of branches, number of leaves, with the reduced phosphorus, this parameter has not been changed. So that means that plants, when they grow with higher phosphorus, can increase the size, but it doesn't necessarily mean that higher phosphorus stimulates flowering. So flower size was increased by over five parts per million, but again, the number of flowers per unit area was not different among this treatment. And phosphorus contents, we increase the phosphorus contents from 10 parts per million to 20 parts per million, most of the phosphorus accumulate on the shoot so that it encourages the shoot growth. And the content was increased from 20 to 30 parts per million. The excess phosphorus accumulated in flower and root. However, these accumulated excess phosphorus did not contribute to stimulate the flowering or enhance the root growth. And phosphorus use efficiency was a lot higher with the reduced phosphorus. So with that, in conclusion, phosphorus is an essential nutrient for plant growth. This is a fact. What about phosphorus stimulates what about the fact about phosphorus stimulates flowering? This is a false statement because phosphorus increases the number of flowers through stimulation of vegetative growth. So more phosphorus induces more active vegetative growth, but it doesn't necessarily mean that higher phosphorus stimulates flowering. Phosphorus encourages root growth. This is partly true. However, higher phosphorus increases decreases root to shoot ratio. So, if you grow plants with high concentration of phosphorus, plants can produce massive shoot growth but smaller root. So these kind of plants can be more susceptible to the multiple environmental stresses. So a high quality lantana can be produced with 10 parts per million with a stronger root system. So this is the initial efforts to initiate best management best phosphorus management program. However, with this knowledge, we can design better phosphorus management practices to improve quality of crops while reducing environmental impacts to the environment. So with this result, what we can do to grow better quality of a lantana? So starter application, higher phosphorus can be applied within a couple of weeks after transplanting. For example, 20 parts per million can be applied, and it can be reduced down to 10 parts per million to finish up the crop. And however, if we consider the current production practice by growers, it is interesting to see that reduced phosphorus can actually reduce the size of plants, and then it can actually a useful tool to sustainably control the size of plants and produce stronger plants, because our current growers apply lots of fertilizer to grow big plants and then apply plant growth regulators to reduce the size of plants. And this is the total waste. So use apply reduce the phosphorus and then grow more stronger and compact plants to benefit our growers. They can save cost from the saving fertilizer, and as well as they can reduce the environment impact. That's all I have. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, comments.